As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U62, the TAR. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas.
On this week's show, it's Star Trek, He-Man, and Bad Jokes. It's episode 2.18, A Typical Saturday Night.
So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U62 the Targ, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's episode of the Targ. I am Mark Kappas, and the geeking out has begun. You know, I find this really interesting because a lot of my movie websites right now are really geeking out over a certain comic book. And if that's not enough, it's a Star Trek comic book. You know, it's weird seeing so much love for a Star Trek comic book. I've blogged about this many, many times and written many lengthy essays. It occasionally frustrates me that the Star Trek expanded universe doesn't get as much love as the Star Wars expanded universe. You know, with the Star Wars expanded universe, all the books, comic books, and video games, they're all done under the watchful eye of Lucasfilm. So you got that Lucasfilm stamp right on there, and there's a kind of a bit of a feeling that it just might all be official. But when it comes to the Star Trek expanded universe, Paramount has always lived hard and fast by the rule, if it doesn't happen on screen, it doesn't happen at all. So a blind eye is turned towards the Star Trek expanded universe, and the comics and the novels, well, they just don't care about them. But that seems to be changing right now, because just a couple days ago, they released a comic book called Star Trek Countdown. What it is it's there to fill in the gap between Star Trek Nemesis and the new Star Trek movie coming out this May. And it's really shocking people because they're going like, wow, this is a really good comic book. People who had their who are very dubious of the new Star Trek movie, they're reading this comic and going, wow, if this is what they have lined up for the movie, then suddenly now all my doubts are availed. They're gone. I'm just excited for the film now. So this Star Trek comic book is starting to get a lot of people excited for the movie. And that's really cool. I mean, it is being billed as the official prequel. It was written by the same writers as the new movie. So that's where a lot of people are getting their confidence bolstered. Me, I don't think I'll be running out to the comic book shops and picking it up right away because it is issue one of a 4-issue miniseries. And they've already said that the entire 4-issue miniseries will be available as a trade paperback when the entire merchandising blitz begins in May to tie in with the release of the movie. So, there you go. Star Trek Countdown. Getting people excited about Star Trek. Now, let's get to some music. In last week's show, I was talking about all the new fantastic film scores I'd picked up. So, you're probably sitting there thinking, how could you play something off the Doctor Who soundtrack that wasn't the Doctor Who theme? So, here you go. The Doctor Who theme on the TAR. There you go, the Doctor Who theme here on U62 The Targ. Welcome back. Mark Kapp is still here with you. And you know, I've been spending a lot of my free time lately watching He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I think I mentioned on last week's show that a friend of mine gave me a whole bunch of the He-Man DVDs for Christmas, so I've just been refamiliarizing myself with one of my favorite cartoons when I was 7 years old. And as I'm an adult now watching these cartoons, I finally have to ask, what's the deal with Prince Adam and Teela? Are they dating? Are they in a relationship of some kind? Are they just friends? You know, are they friends with benefits? You know, when they were 15 years old, when their bodies were raging with hormones and they were curious about their bodies, did they share a night where they agreed it was both magical and wonderful and they must never speak of it again? I mean, the relationship between Prince Adam and Teela is so delightfully ambiguous that you can read all that stuff into it. Maybe that's why the cartoons of the 80s are so much better. There's a lot more left to the imagination. But yeah, it's kind of funny because there is this one episode where He-Man is separated from the Power Sword so he can't turn back into Prince Adam. And because He-Man was around for an awful long time and Prince Adam hadn't returned yet, you know, that's when Teela starts asking all the questions that the Silver Age Lois Lane used to ask. You know, I've never seen you and He-Man and Prince Adam photographed together. You guys are never in the room at the same time. And Prince Adam always disappears and you suddenly appear. This is very odd. And then that's when He-Man goes, oh crap, I gotta hurry up and get the Power Sword back. And it's all kind of funny. It's just, you know, I'm guessing that, you know, Teela is smart enough to figure it out if she really wanted to, but she doesn't. Because, you know, she knows that she respects the whole secret identity thing and knows that it's a whole part of what He-Man is about. But anyway, it's a whole lot of fun watching He-Man and the Masters of the Universe again. You know, my friend apologized. He got me Season 1, Volume 2, and Season 2, Volume 2. So I still have to get the first half of each season. And, you know, I'll probably wind up doing that before the year is out.
In the history of radio, there has always been one belief.
If we play requests, people will listen to us.
But they always hit one snag.
I'm sorry, we don't have that song.
It's time for requests to be done a different way. If you have a request, don't send us the name of the song.
Send us the whole damn MP3.
Send your request to requests@chaosinabox.com. When we get enough, we'll do a request show. The Targ.
Now they'll listen to us.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
Are you not entertained?
No! Do a dance!
On U62, The Targ.
That's another one off the Pushing Daisies soundtrack. That one is called Chuck's Swing. I was kind of obsessed with that song for a while because I heard the song, and then I was like, I've never heard that in any episode. Then I went looking it up online, and yeah, that song was never used in any episode. It was just the composer messing around. But still, it's a real cool song. You know, that's the kind of song that I hear in my sexual fantasies. Of course, my sexual fantasies now include things, you know, like holding hands while walking along the beach and stuff like that. What can I say? Ever since I accepted the fact that I'm going to die alone, my sexual fantasies have become very chaste. Yeah. I need a life. I should end on a high note. I should end on a joke. Knock, knock. Who's there? Bob. Bob who? Bob Smith, your next door neighbor. Okay, that's not a very good joke. But that's okay. I'm completely out of things to say, so I think I'll end it here. I'm Mark Gaffis. This has been The Targ. I'll see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
が俺に決まれば心がこれが捕まらないんだな。